Authorities in the Philippines work overtime to take down illegal gambling sites. Philippine authorities have intensified efforts to combat illegal online gambling, with the Cybercrime Investigation and Coordinating Center, CICC, reporting that it has dismantled 8,901 unlawful gambling websites. The agency expects this number to rise as operations continue against a range of unregulated gaming and scam platforms operating in the country. CICC Deputy Executive Director Renato Perezo stated that the agency is actively identifying and targeting illegal gambling and scam sites. He noted that the CICC has strengthened collaboration with other government bodies to broaden enforcement, not only against gambling platforms but also against illegal online recruitment schemes that have victimized many citizens. Perezo said that numerous partnerships with other agencies are already in place, and that a forthcoming collaboration with the Department of Migrant Workers will help authorities locate and block unlawful online recruitment scams. These coordinated operations are part of a wider strategy to protect Filipinos from fraudulent online activities that often cross over between gambling and recruitment scams. The crackdown is not limited to website operators. In July, the CICC began issuing show cause orders to social media influencers who persist in promoting illegal gambling platforms. This move is intended to disrupt the marketing channels used by unregulated operators to reach potential customers, especially through social media networks where promotions can quickly spread to large audiences. The Central Bank of the Philippines, BSP, has also taken action to limit access to illegal online gambling. BSP Deputy Governor Mamerto Tongonan announced during a Senate Committee on Games and Amusement hearing that e-wallet operators have been ordered to remove icons and links to gambling platforms within 48 hours. By the end of that period, the e-wallet services are required to disconnect entirely from these platforms, effectively cutting off a key payment method for unregulated operators. E-sabong still rampant despite ban. A recent study by local research firm The Fourth Wall highlighted the ongoing challenge of illegal gambling in the country, particularly the persistence of online cockfighting, or e-sabong. Despite a nationwide ban issued in December 2022 by President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., which prohibited all forms of online, remote and off-cockpit betting on cockfighting matches as well as live streaming events outside official venues, e-sabong remains active on unregulated platforms. The study found that these illegal platforms continue to host e-sabong events and promote them through social media channels, including Facebook groups and private messages sent to prospective players. While some sites require account registration to participate, many openly advertise the events, demonstrating both the ongoing demand and the resilience of illegal operators despite government bans. Researchers also compared the offerings of licensed and unlicensed gambling platforms. The analysis revealed that illegal platforms typically feature around 5,000 games, which is approximately 72% more than the 2,900 games offered by licensed operators regulated by the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR. This disparity is attributed to the fact that unregulated sites bypass the approval process required for legal operations, allowing them to offer a much larger library of games without oversight. The findings highlight the enforcement difficulties faced by Philippine authorities, as illegal gambling networks continue to adapt to regulatory measures. The CICC, BSP, and other agencies have committed to sustained operations aimed at dismantling these networks and limiting their reach through financial restrictions, targeted enforcement, and public awareness campaigns.